Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hello, 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 guys. How are you? Hello, people out there.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, cousin. What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's going on, man?
Hey. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody won tickets.
Yeah, oh, my God. I want to give the biggest, hugest shout-out to Brent Portion, WMMR, and everybody else, like all the other DJs, of course. But I can't believe that a person who never wins called up. Well, I won last year to Allison Chain, so I can't say that. But this year, I called up on a whim when I heard him say the caller number, and I won Godsmack tickets, two tickets for Godsmack, two VIP tickets for Godsmack, and it's this Friday night, and I'm so excited. I screamed in poor Brent Porsche's ear for like 3 minutes.
And that's
straight.
Great. You know Scully, so it's like kind of a reunion. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I haven't seen him in a while. You know what I mean? But because Mikey went to the last show. You know,
yeah, Mikey was little, wasn't he?
Yeah, I just shared, a matter of fact, no, not last show. I just shared a memory like 2 days ago when the kids went without me because I had to stay home and take care of the dog. All
right,
you know what I mean? And plus, you know, someone else took them, so I wasn't about to go. Okay, so anyway, so that's what happened, but so I missed the last one, and like, you know, and now I'm back here, and I got.
Yeah.
I won.
Congratulations.
I'm going with Carly. And we're leaving straight when she gets out of work.
iCarly.
iCarly. And then we're gonna head over to Camden, Camadelphia, as Jackie Bamba would put it.
Yeah.
After she gets out of work and go, so it's gonna be fun. We're gonna be like rushing, but we're gonna get there. So it's perfect. You know, it's not far. It's over to the Ben Franklin Bridge, so it's not far.
Right.
So that's good. And we have the talk here. Okay, Wednesday this week is the big conference the UAPs, a.k.a. UFOs, which they are.
Right.
Okay, where they're having witnesses come forward.
Yeah.
And do their statements and blah, blah, blah. And they have people there that I think are supposed to – they want everybody to come clean, okay. Now, from what I read, they had a 2-year period for this at one point, and now they kind of, I don't know, I think Jason, if he's listening, call in, okay? He shared it or something, but anyway, they want to have it done by September of this year, which is throwing me for a loop. What's the sudden urgency?
Yeah, why
this long?
Why the rush? I mean, they've been dicking around and lying to the people for 60 years, 70 years. 70 years, roughly.
Right. Yeah.
UFOs
have
been reported for thousands of years. So, I mean, like, this is just at the point where we're just like, it's like, who's got the bet? Who's, and you know, this now and then. I just hope the big tech companies, listen, the big tech companies like Musk and all them, I hope they don't have knowledge of this. Because that is worrisome. Because you know what? The people need to be informed. The people need to be educated. And, like, you understand what I mean. Like, you get big money in there, you know. I mean, look how fast
it's
advanced.
I mean,
really, technology advanced this fast by itself? We didn't do that for like 2,000 years, did we? Right?
Oh, yeah, no. We were idiots for so long, and then suddenly.
Suddenly.
but I mean, with the advances in cell phone technology alone, that's enough to make you question what the hell is going on. Because, Christ, when they first came out, it was what, a 25-pound freaking bag phone you plugged into your cigarette charger or your cigarette port in the car?
Supercharge that. Let me supercharge that.
Supercharge. I'm going to start singing A-Rod.
Yeah, you got to hear it. Yeah, yeah, there you go. Do it. We got to get that. We got to get it from the show.
No, really.
So let me supercharge that. The first video phone, if I'm not mistaken, please correct me. I believe it came out in the late 50s or mid 50s, didn't it?
Oh,
the video phone?
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
the first video.
I have
video,
no idea about video.
I believe they had video. Someone
you mean like
in,
a computer type of thing, right? Where it was on a computer.
Well, it was
type
where
thing,
you could
right?
see who you were talking to.
Yeah, that's. I think it was on a big computer.
And I think it was 1956, if my memory. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like I remembered that in college.
Yes.
But if that is true, I ain't able to do. I'm headed to work, so I can't. Fact check. If that's true, look at that. Look at that. Look at that through the scope of time. And wow, if they were able to do that in the 50s, of course it was all military. Military's kept everything from us.
Well, they can,
and then
you know what,
eventually they let it out as you know the new shiny object, but. The military has always had first dibs on all technology.
Yeah, but they didn't even tell NASA.
Why would it be any different with this?
NASA does not know.
Why would it be any
different? NASA doesn't even know. That's the problem.
But,
that is a really big, huge problem.
But David,
if NASA
that was a pretty quick jump. Well,
never mind that.
It's been only, what, 15 years since. Well, no, actually, they had satellite phones. The wealthy did. In their cars back in the 70s, if I remember. I remember my uncle had one with the big long cord on it.
It was the 80s, I think.
Was it the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah, this is 81. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 1981.
Yep.
Motorola.
Okay. Yep.
Motorola.
Big square thing with the antenna.
Let's see.
A brick. Size of a brick.
Yeah, look it up.
David,
you're a researcher.
The Filipino engineer who created the world's first video phone.
Cool.
What was his name? Filipino. What the hell? Come on, what's his name?
That's not his name.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
no.
That helps. Oh, don't.
Let me close it back.
But you know what? I'm thinking.
Gregorio Zara was the guy's name.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah,
okay.
I remember that name.
He was born in 1902, died in 78.
Okay. Zara, I remember the name. That
all right,
name.
So
when did he invent it? When did it first video?
That was the question. That was the question.
I'm getting there.
But in the meantime, I'm thinking with technology, for instance. Okay, everything is souped up right now. What I told you, what I saw, I know. Okay, what I saw, that was not possible. And but when you think of all the other technology that has crept up, how we're flying spaceships into space, come on, man. It's like there's one of two things. Either some of the aliens are here already and they know it and they've been helping them, or you get it, which is not good because look at a mess they made with war. Okay, so that was
okay.
But, yeah. Fabian was
kind of right. It was... 1955.
Wow. Okay.
Damn.
There you
in
go.
In the middle of the 50s. You know, yep. Zara
black
developed the
TV
first.
Days.
He developed
yeah,
the first
David.
Video phone.
Yep.
Yeah. First two-way television phone. 1955.
Yes. David, look at that, and then use what you just originally said about cellular phone technology. Look how far back in time that was, and they had the technology to do that.
Yeah, but that was for a video phone.
Phone in 1955 before Windows even put out their very first internet version of it.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's true. Yeah.
So
and
they,
I remember.
But we,
go ahead.
But we had TVs. We had TVs back then. So the concept
of
hooking the. Oh my God! Remember 13 channels of shit. On the TV to choose.
Oh, man, but I want to go back. I want to watch Texas 27 Horror Film Vault.
Oh, my
damn it.
God, right?
On Channel 27.
Oh,
shout out to
God.
UHF, 1970s, Bangers and Alone.
Oh, my
pool,
God.
Baby.
Dude, we used to watch all kinds of crazy shit in the middle of the night. And then it would go off. The friggin'.
I know. The Indian would show up. Like, what's that? Oh, like, no. What's this damn Indian doing here? Oh, man, that's a test pattern.
Yeah, you got to wonder, though, since he created the first video phone in 55 so that you could actually see who you were talking to.
Remarkable.
Okay, but I'm going to...
Why did the government sit on everything?
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah,
you
that's
guys,
what I was saying.
You guys
they failed
are,
everything.
Okay. I can answer that.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Okay. We have
tell
lines.
Me, Lisa,
telephone.
Tell me.
Okay, we had lines back then, telephone lines, which would
mm-hmm.
be very easy to create like a connection between a TV monitor type of thing into another person's if you connected it directly.
Okay.
So I could see that happen. But cell phones have nothing to do – nothing that – the shit that we use doesn't have wires now. So we went from the wiring, the wires, and the landline connection type of thing, the landlines, to our, everything we have is on our phone. We could see anybody. We could talk to anybody. We could do this. Now, that's a big advancement, and that has only come within, what, 20 years? I would, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
from the first,
lab, from the
time the first cell phones were put out, and then they started integrating.
One.
Yeah, when they started integrating everything else into cell phone technology to what we've got now.
iPhones did that. I know that. And I really got to give it to them for security too. My iPhone so secure.
Well, you're right,
Lisa.
To me, what I was getting at, and you're right about the wireless thing.
Well, look, wait, telephones. When were they created?
Okay. Well, the wireless thing.
Alexander Graham Bell.
You win. Let me ask you a question.
What?
I mean, how do we explain these photographs that have been taken where people are holding phones and devices?
You
win,
be,
by the
listen.
Way. That wired versus wireless.
Hardwired.
Much better.
Hardwired
versus wireless, right. Yeah. But, no, there are photographs. There are photographs that people cannot explain.
No, I know.
And,
do
you think those were
so
people
scary.
That visited us
Look,
in
it's
the
so
past?
Well, it's so scary to think that it could be Photoshop, number one. But
that
number, but then, yeah, I know. Which is, but then again, look around at AI now. We didn't really have that. But the thing is, what about time dimensional travel from somebody else or someplace? Come on, this world is like, this whole place is like full of dimensions. Like
maybe
that's
where
that.
They got
I'm,
the technology
yeah.
from the aliens.
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
because,
maybe they
you know,
are
when you think
us,
about a generational
them.
Ship, if you got mm-hmm. something that's traveling at light speed, there has to be some kind of temporal equation mm-hmm. in there for them to be able to survive for, you know, all those years traveling in space.
Right.
Maybe
right.
they cut the trip. Maybe they found a way to,
I don't know.
I don't know about
or,
the whole quantum physics thing,
well,
but
see,
I would say,
and,
go ahead, y'all.
And,
y'all pick it apart.
Oh no, they're making. I just read an article where they're actually producing. Smashing some atoms or some shit like that together.
Nice.
And I'll do it in layman's terms, where they think they might be able to create the time space thing. So I know that it's pretty much possible. I mean, but where do the aliens come from? They just disappear into the fucking booth. When I seen that ship, when it flew upward toward past Burger King and up in the air, I can't believe it was in Burger King parking lot, but up in the air. And over the telephone wire, like all the way up, it sat there for like
right.
1 second, and then it just went poof, and all I saw was the light shoot straight up in the into
that,
the
that's,
space.
That's remarkable.
So that's impossible.
Remarkable.
Yeah, that's just impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, they wanted the impossible burger. That's what it was.
Oh.
Oh wait, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. No, they didn't have them then.
No, they didn't. No, but Jay was in a Burger King.
That's why they got them. Damn it. That's why they got them now.
All right, but when I think about that, you know, Frank Sumption, you know, he knew that there were, you know, hiding stuff, but like, you know what I mean, like technology and whatnot. But anyway, I'll just skim over that one real quick because I talked in a lot in detail with Frank about things, and you know, it's like, okay, so they had technology, okay, like those things that crashed last year. That must be the urgent, remember, that sort of crashed, but they couldn't find them?
Oh,
those things?
The ones that they shot down earlier this year?
Whatever they were, the spheres, right?
Right.
Okay, the ones they couldn't find? Do you think that might have some kind of urgency now? maybe that's why all of this is transpiring, because there's something really urgent because of those things. So, I mean, it could be.
Maybe, because we never heard a word out of it.
For years. But they didn't
right.
really.
We didn't hear a word out of it. They shot down the one balloon, and then there were three other objects unidentified that they shot down over Alaska, Canada, and over Lake Huron.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly they couldn't find them, and you never heard another word. There wasn't one more.
They couldn't find them.
Right, not one letter. Not even one little letter of the alphabet was printed about those afterwards.
No, just the balloon.
Oh,
that's it.
Well, we don't know where it was.
No, they can't find it. That's it. That's all they'd say. So maybe you know what the answers to that. But, okay, so let's say scenario. Our technology has gotten, you know, my opinion, and I've always said this, you know how the story of Atlantis?
Right.
I say they were writing about us in the future. We're Atlantis.
Possibly.
You know that because, you know, look what we're doing. Technology, war, the whole hate, the nine yards, we're destroying the planet. We just
yeah, what if
we're
it's
fucked.
A cur loop? What if all this is
right.
Atlantis now and it resets or some shit? David, were those Luft balloons?
I don't know if there were 99 of them or not.
99.
Scanning the frequencies.
Oh yes, okay.
99, say Luft balloon.
Yes, das ist gerade keine Hafen.
Did you guys see the accounts, the videos on the article where they did show what the Navy and all them are seeing? Oh, did you see the one that went in the water?
Right, yeah.
Did anyone see? I don't know if Cuz Fabian saw, but one was the Navy or something was supposedly, it was like covering and they were watching and they're like, what the hell is that? You know, it's sphere, looking, you know, and all of a sudden it went down, and that was it.
That's one area that has been glossed over entirely. Where everybody's looking in the sky.
Because
and
that's
we're
where
all
they
seeing,
come from.
Right,
maybe there's different kinds.
But there are some that have been reported shooting up out of lakes, out of the ocean.
Right.
Just the
yes.
light that they see, and suddenly, boom,
yeah.
it's like way up
yes.
into the atmosphere before you can even blink your eye.
Yeah.
And say,
okay,
what the frig?
Now, what about this? Hear me out. So you said that underneath the ocean, right?
Right.
Now, considering underneath us in Earth, like if you go down a level, so to speak, okay, inside there is a total ocean, mountains, and everything else below us.
There's a complete biosphere.
I still say this with Godzilla. He's down there and kind of out of nowhere. But I'm just going to, you know. But, I mean, dinosaurs, technically, when it got too cold up here, it's warmer down there. They could have went down there. I'm going to be all together. I'm not kidding.
Very
I mean,
possible.
If there's an ocean and mountains and everything down below us, maybe the ships they see are coming from there.
It's possible.
I mean, geez, guys, look at all those sinkholes popping up now. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Did you see what's happening everywhere? Everybody's like, even in Pennsylvania, fall into the ground. I mean,
KOP can't keep the roads going.
They can't keep the road. It keeps going stinky poop right down. And then there was they had with all the flooding and stuff. But technically, if you think about it, we got sinkholes popping up. And they found some kind of, I don't know if I can call it a crater, but it's like a hole in like China, I think it was. And like down below, there's animals we've never seen and like forests. And it's all
right.
gigantically down, like downward. So come
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's like when you think about it, I mean, this is possible, but what I saw did not come from there. It came from above. So what if there's two different kinds, is what I'm trying to say.
Which?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, those two are like,
What do you think, Fabian? What if there's two kinds? What do you think about what the two kinds would be like? I'm just curious.
I don't really know. I can't really fathom it.
I can't either. I mean, like, but if there's...
Fathom
if there's,
ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's... You got it. Damn it, David. He got it. I'm full of shit tonight. No, I'm going to tell you. Here's what I will say, though, Lisa.
I'm super shocked.
That was reported by ancient mariners. And shout out to Iron Maiden.
That was a good freaking song, dude.
Yeah. And this albatross spells from his neck. Okay. Anyway,
yep.
The ancient mariners actually put in their logbooks that they saw objects coming in and out of the ocean hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
And
they
would,
above,
and I believe methane, from above into the water and from the water out into the sky.
Into the sky,
I think Columbus, if my I believe I talked about this before
on
the show, that Columbus actually had talked about it. Maybe they're maybe they've learned how to become water-breathing, you know, and maybe Like, you remember The Abyss? Shout out to a great movie from the 80s.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Called The Abyss.
That was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
very active.
And this is the point. A point of contention, though.
Okay.
Because I know I'm going to be scolded because, well, it's just a TV show.
Oh, no. This is open
No, wait,
mind.
Hold on. I've got to say something first. What if they created
David.
What if they created a ship,
that
you is might down
be.
Where those forests and mountains are, that is able to transfer themselves through the water up into space?
Did you see that thing I posted about the India Ocean where they've got the ancient ghost of an ocean? Under the ocean?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
I wonder
if
them motherfuckers are living down there and hanging out, man.
You know what? When I'm there's more to this story than meets the eye. Like,
and that's
a real thing,
by the way.
Right.
Well, maybe if – no, I'm no scientist, but, like, think about it. We're destroying this fucking planet at a rapid rate. Okay, so what if what happens is that everything goes wrong and then it regenerates itself? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and pushes everything up that's below. All right, I'm going to quote Jesus there. Okay, don't yell at me, okay? I'm talking about the Gospels of Thomas, okay, where he says,
I'm going to yell at you. I love it when you do that.
All right. All that's hidden shall be revealed.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think about that every time we find something. You know, like whether it's, you know, how people destroyed the Native American stuff and it comes back up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or
they're
finding tombs from thousands of years ago. And I think about that. All that's hidden will be revealed. So unless it goes deeper than that, and I don't want to talk about that. But
what does the audience think, though? Call us at 347-202-0316 if y'all want to chime in. That's 347-202-0316.
Yeah, it should be on the top of the whatever you're watching, too, in case
I think it's a different number now. I think I'm giving the old one, but they both work.
All right, well, if not, you can call. If that doesn't work, you can call 619-639-4606. There you go.
Yep.
All right.
There's both numbers.
But what if, what if Frank ain't wrong yet? Okay, so he hasn't been wrong yet, Frank. That's what's shocking me. He has not been wrong. Frank's assumption has not been wrong. Whatever he always thinks that he told me.
Not as for what we've discussed, he hasn't, no.
No, but all the stuff that he's told me, it seems to be transpiring.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which is, makes me think,
okay,
yeah.
So here's another thought on.
I heard from him the other day, too, on the box.
Oh, did you?
Yep. Yes, I did. It was Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So here's another theory, sort of, because I have seen some of these reports where, and these are military people that are claiming that they have found what they're calling Stargate.
That's kind of conspiracy theory, I think. That's like not what this guy is saying from the Pentagon. Like,
right, but there's enough of them in other countries, not just here. Man-made circular structures, flat circular structures.
Mean that are being washed up? Those things. You want the ones that are
washed
up?
No, not even being washed up. These are being found everywhere, standing,
Lisa,
laying down, partially.
You know what? I don't even want to talk about. Shout
those
out
could
to
be portals.
And that's the thing.
Right.
With them, with these people finding these, they're naming them Stargate.
Yeah.
Obviously, and this is where, my brain goes back to the TV series, Stargate.
See, I don't watch none of that,
Okay. they branched the show off so that they had Stargate Atlantis, where the
actual
that was pretty cool. I like that.
Where the actual base was underwater.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's
awesome. I forgot about Atlanta. I forgot about that. That's a
Hold
great
on.
Point.
one thing about the UFOs coming out of the water, they must have one hell of a fucking craft to withstand that pressure.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Looking at we've barely got the technology right now to make sure submarines don't crush under the weight of that pressure down there.
I know that.
And
yeah.
even
you know,
even to
what
this point
with the space thingy.
Right.
I mean,
and
the,
right
the
now.
Thingy.
Yeah,
whatever,
that one wasn't even that wasn't built to military specs.
No.
Military submarines can get down deeper, but they still have a limit.
Right.
So obviously,
well, yeah.
whatever if there's something in the oceans or under the water, it's below where our technology is able to get to.
Maybe they got that field around like what I saw, because I'm telling you that thing has.
See, and that's
around it.
That's possible.
That,
maybe
that's
what's underneath.
Maybe. Glowing.
Yeah, there might be some kind of
thick.
Huge underwater base inside the Bermuda Triangle, deep in the ocean.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, a lot of those missing persons, I was going to say, missing aircrafts could have also been storms and capsizes, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, because we weren't weather savvy back then, you know, like we are
with,
now. Because
no
now we
record,
have radar.
No debris.
Yeah. You know,
and they, yeah,
no,
but
we have
radar, but we still lose them in the Bermuda Triangle.
Wait a minute. Speaking of the plane that was missing, remember?
Oh, yeah.
2000, they never found that plane. Okay.
Yeah, what about the Avenger flight?
Right.
Back in the,
they never
1940.
Found, wait a minute.
Yeah, the entire squadron
no, what was,
freaking
what
vanished.
What was the plane? The M something. But the plane that from 2014, they did not find.
Oh,
ever.
2014. Okay.
Yeah, that was, I'm talking about that one, and then Courtney Love. Sorry.
Oh, I know the name of it.
Yeah, she was going to, M17 or something. And then she came out and swears she knew where it was because she saw objects floating in the water, but that's besides the point. All right, but anyway. But,
yeah, and I think that little Burger King guy running around is an alien. You know, the little
you know,
guy
if,
oh God, right?
If Courtney, if Courtney Love knows exactly where the shit's at, then tomorrow I'm putting out my very first hit single. It's going to go worldwide, number one on the charts. That's what's going to happen.
No,
the minute Courtney
funny.
Love is right.
No, she really did think.
Well,
she
you could
something.
Name it
she
Plug,
but it was something.
Her name's Hole. You can name it Plug because hers is Hole.
Right. I'm just going to say
I'm
going to
get a laugh out of you for that one.
I'm just waiting for
a hole in one.
There you go. All right. Nah, no, I want to say right now I do not think she's killed Kurt. Okay. There you go. I don't.
Okay.
I think she's
right.
Played off the money, played it up, and
she played off all
that
conspiracy to do what she needed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She fed off of it. I don't know what happened, but she fed. I think that's it. You know, I just keep quiet about that because.
Well, shout
you know.
Out to Soaked in Bleach, though.
No,
that's
don't even shout them out. Wait a minute, it was a great film because they had some facts, but they got some wrong
facts. Well, I mean,
too.
No, what I mean by that is that part of it. The fact,
that
not
part,
the, not
yeah.
the full film. But there is a lot of misconceptions.
No.
There's a lot of screwed up shit in that.
There's also a lot of things missing out of that movie, which I will not discuss live on the air.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry
about that,
wait a minute, that I confronted said. People because they were in support of the petition that me and Dana run and said person decided to block me and trash the petition and that's when I knew
and that's the bullshit
part when I knew because
but,
I presented facts
but the whole Courtney Love aspect
yeah
you know,
that part
that,
yeah exactly
yeah that,
yeah
that's
we,
all
was dude we didn't have the internet back then
yeah I know right
Right, we didn't have like the
well, we had, did, we didn't, but ever all the rich people did.
All
know,
the rich
so.
People did, but we didn't, so we had to rely on MTV.
We didn't have shit.
And MTV
oh,
did
yeah,
their best.
But hey,
they really did.
I
they
love,
did their best.
Yeah,
right.
Remember Downtown
Kurt,
Julie Brown and
oh God,
Kennedy
Kurt
and all
Loder.
And
yep.
Kurt Loder,
yeah,
Kurt
yeah, Loder, yep, Ricky Reichman, Ricky Reichman.
Yeah, who did Headbanger's Ball?
Ricky
Reichman, Headbanger's Ball. Rick Reichman,
yep. Ricky did that.
Headbanger's Ball on MTV.
Oh, my God. Back when MTV was actually music television.
Balls to the wall, man.
And cartoons. Best cartoons ever. I mean, Ren and Stimpy.
Oh,
come
yeah,
on, man.
Absolutely.
Come on. Like, right? Was that on the... Yeah,
right.
Stimpy,
right.
You idiot.
Yeah, you idiot. You idiot.
You idiot.
You idiot. Yeah, Stimpy. Spaceman, which is my favorite
idiot.
Episode. Shit, Daria, oh, my God. Liquid Television, how many times did I say
oh,
that?
Oh, wow.
Watch that
I
shit.
Forgot all about
oh,
that.
Oh, my God.
Man, that's great stuff.
Look at me, I just confessed on the air. How many times I sat there watching that Stone, like Liquid Television, was just a bunch of trippy shit. And,
I used to trip.
Okay.
I used to trip and watch it.
Here's one of the things on the Bermuda Triangle part. You said that we didn't have we didn't have radio or we didn't have the technology to track anything then, right?
No. Well, we had we had radar.
Okay.
Well, we did,
but
the air were
think about
damaged.
This. No, think about this. In 1918, we lost a naval vessel.
I know.
Right there.
Yeah. We couldn't find that either.
The USS
Viking. That's a whole show right there. That is an amazing story, actually.
Yeah, it was completely lost. And we had all the radar technology available to us at the time, and they can't find it ever.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Now, they still didn't find a Malaysian plane either, so there you go. Not even in
78.
I'd say it's long gone, man.
Look, with Walter... Hey, we've got to bring Walter in. Hey, Walter, what's up? Thank you for helping me win those tickets. I know you did that. Anyway, because that was
really
weird.
I was going to say that earlier when we were talking. I bet you Walter had a hand in that.
I bet you.
Because you told me Friday that
if I get through,
go ahead and tell them what you told me.
If I get through, I'm going to win. That's
and
what I
she
said
did.
To Fabian. I did. If I get through, I'm going to
yes,
win.
Yes, you did. Yes,
and
sure
boom.
Did.
That was
quite amazing.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought I was. I didn't know what
a lot of people live in Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, that's remarkable.
You got to remember too. It's not just WMMR. It's part of the entire Beasley broadcasting system.
No. Not when they give away their tickets. That's just MMR.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. So this wasn't.
I was thinking the same thing actually.
The concert. Okay. The concert cash. A type of thing that they do, okay?
Right.
Which they used to call the money clip, but I've been doing this for years. That goes for the whole Beasley Media, which they all their sister stations, that's owned by the Beasley Media Group. Yeah. So that goes there, but then concerts like from MMR, that's MMR. Like the MMR will be there on Friday. I can't wait.
Right,
they'll do it.
Get to see them. I want him to be there.
Yeah.
I know Brent's going to be there because I'll see him because, we want a show. But, I don't know who else, so I hope a lot more.
Marcus might because he's not working on Friday.
I hope Bam Bam.
Bam Bam's got to work though. He's
really
doing Friday.
Yeah, but he can always work from there. Last concert when I went to see Alice in Chains, he did the show live from the BBC the Freedom Mortgage Building, whatever the fuck it's called now. All
right,
one place, Camadelphia. Okay, he did it live there because me and Mikey were on the air after the show with Bam Bam for a minute. Yeah. Talking about the concert that we just saw. So yeah, but getting back to the UFOs thing, it is it's like when I think about I look at space. You ever look at the James Webb Telescope now? That fucking shit is amazing.
That's so beautiful. That is so amazing.
Oh,
they're getting some
we're literally looking
images
through
out
the
of there.
Annals of time. We're looking through a time machine. It's so
brilliant. Everybody says time, right? What if we're wrong and there's portals that go all over the fucking place, like
wormholes?
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, wormholes.
And that's the thing. We're looking at travel through space in terms that we are able to understand by light years. Okay, so here I go back to another movie, Dune, where they had to get their people from one planet to another, way across somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
They folded space somehow. I don't understand that. I didn't. My brain couldn't follow it.
Space.
They didn't. They folded space around itself.
Well, it would be bending time and space. That's what they're doing with the atoms or whatever it is. Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do now. Right?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know what the fuck we're trying to do now. They won't even tell us the truth about UFOs.
You know
what
the hell? Great. David, I got a movie for you, man, that is really good. And that, if you watched it tonight, it's really going to glue you in light of us being actively discussing all this stuff right now. Have you ever heard of a Jodie Foster movie called Contact?
Oh, I love that movie.
I saw it.
That movie, I don't care how, I've seen it like five times.
I love that one.
That is, that movie is so awesome.
It is.
It just really is. And it
touches, a great movie.
Pardon the pun, but it touches base. with what we're talking about right now.
I know. Yeah, it does. It really, it does. But, you know, Walter said that, I have it. Like, I just said, let me, because like I do, tell me what we need to hear. And he said that there's UFOs in orbit. Yep, he said there's UFOs in orbit. And I said, what? That's what he said. I don't know what that meant yet. I have no idea, but that's what he did say.
Right. Mm. And if they are, we either have detected them and are hiding it, mm-hmm. or our technology is not able to detect them yet.
Well, how the fuck did the thing get to me if they couldn't detect that? Because if that was detectable, they would have been like, oh, shit, a plane's on fire. Oh, shit, a comet. Oh,
see, my theory is the UAPs that humans are seeing flying through our atmosphere are teenagers who just got their licenses out for a joyride.
Nah, I think it's more complicated than that. I think that according to a certain human we were talking about before, Frank, that they have been watching us for a long time. And,
I'm not a weird question. It's actually quite relevant. Do you think that if we did have one of their own, that maybe that's why, and they're trying to figure out a way to get their people or their technology back? I don't know. That's kind of
Or maybe.
Without destroying
maybe,
us or the planet
maybe.
In the process?
No,
they so
they
don't
do
destroy
they
their
do
own thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but what if
whatever.
It's not? What if it's their family? What if?
Because I'm new to this,
stars?
Man. I really am.
What if we came from the stars?
Oh, well, no, I know we did. We had to have come from
right.
the stars.
Now,
there's no other place.
Do you recall
other than God,
when,
you know, my
remember
opinion.
What Jesus, when he was born, the big light into the whatever, to the, the virgin birth?
The star
of
Bethlehem, yeah.
Yeah, star of Bethlehem.
They follow that. No. They followed that when he was born.
Oh,
they
you're talking about
that.
The bright light of the beginning of the universe?
Yeah, when she, the, not the universe. Look, I'm going straight up Catholic here. The Immaculate Conception was supposed to be Mary. She didn't have sex. She got pregnant by some light.
Yeah. That would kind of answer the Lord being lying.
So alien artificial insemination.
What I'm saying is, what if more of us
she was
are,
totally
are
alienated.
That? Yeah. Yeah, we're basically. Yeah. all right. But, like, okay.
Sorry,
I
Lord.
Mean, like, what if a lot, I'm saying, what if a lot of us are their family? I mean, if there's
yeah,
going
mean,
to be people.
Yeah, I mean, Starseed, we got to do a
right.
Starseed episode.
Look at,
we
do.
Really need to talk
yeah.
about that.
Look, at it, but if there's good and bad people on Earth, right?
Yeah, there are.
What if
there's
two different kinds and you look at evolution, the process of evolution, we got the missing, they don't know where the fuck one thing came from. All right, like when you look at there's little missing things here and there and like, you know, some a civilization that we had mated with that we don't even know who they were. They don't, you know, they're not sure. They don't, you get it?
Uh-huh.
But there's a missing thing, like a missing link, so to speak. But when you think about all that, yeah, I know. I still remember.
Link. You were talking about sex with aliens, and now you're talking about Link, so I'm sorry.
Lincoln.
Sophomoric of me. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. But what if some of us are some of them in, like, a human form? I mean, if we all come from the stars, and then I look at good and bad people, what if there's two different kinds of aliens is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, and that's what you asked me earlier, and I had no answer. But you're kind of leading up to something. What do you think?
I'm not quite sure. It's either that it's almost like there's two different types of people where people want to love and people want to do good and, you know, take care of the planet, take care of the people, be there for each other. And then there's this other side. They look like they're losing their fucking minds. So I don't know.
Well,
I mean, what is what? It's all greed. We know that. I mean, it's greed.
Well, yeah.
Greed.
Yeah.
But these high up greedy people have technology knowledge that we don't.
Exactly. As their form of, that's their way to control the population.
Well, they always control the population. But like, I'm saying these greedy fucks out there, you know, and what if they're hiding? I remember seeing 2015, some Russian military announcing that America had better tell what they know about UFOs before they do. Now I see this urgency, and I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, I remember seeing that thing and scratching
so
my head.
So what does Russia know?
Well, they
about
they probably
that they don't
Russia
know
probably
about.
Has their own wreckage.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not even wreckage. You ever think maybe they landed there and been helping?
Well, Russia, back in years, remember yeah. Sightings? Shout out to the TV show Sightings. Since we're talking
I love
TV
that show, yeah.
Movies.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a great, that was
that
a great
was
experiment
mm-hmm.
in paranormal TV.
Yep, yep.
And one thing they would constantly go to on that show was Russia and its involvement with UFOs and things like
yeah,
that.
Well,
I remember they talked ad nauseum about
yeah,
the UFOs.
Yeah, but then why
are
they
Russia.
Being so stupid? All right, with all
yeah,
the
no
wars,
shit.
Right? All right.
That's
okay.
what I was going to say. What yeah. does Russia know about UFOs? They don't know about what having the common sense to get the hell out of Ukraine and leave them alone. You know, that's my
yeah,
point.
Yeah,
right.
And not only that, they have no common sense to keep, I mean, what they're doing to the planet. I mean, like, really, with all this war involving
oh, yeah.
Ukraine to do shit, they should leave people alone. What the fuck? Like,
maybe yeah. it's not Russia that has the information, but maybe it's the Ukrainians that have it.
No. I Russia
I
is
know.
Wait, I don't,
it
maybe
it could
a lot
be
of,
the Natchinians, too, the Natchinians.
Could be Saudi Arabia as well.
yeah, I don't remember the Natchinians.
No, I don't.
I forget what his name was.
that the Natchinians were men in black, and their
yep.
face looked
oh,
like a
shit,
nut.
Oh, shit, I remember them. Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's right. Oh, my God. Yep. Okay. Yep. So, you know, but when you think,
too much
well,
candy. Too much candy.
That's okay. If you, I have coffee.
I'm enjoying this
Kit
Kat.
I, oh, God. Yeah, candy's always good. All right, but when you
want
think about
candy?
When Predator. You look at, okay, let's just take
want
America right now. We'll deal with America. Look, I've seen a UFO when I was like 7. I've seen a UFO or 8, whatever it was, 7 or 8. I
right.
7, 8, right around there. And then I seen one, another one when I was a teenager and when I was stoned out on the porch. And
right.
And me and Annie thought, we're like, whoa, what's that? I don't know. Look at those lights, man. And all of a sudden, all the neighbors came running out. All right. And going, oh, my God, do you see that? And then we realized we were looking at a UFO. And then I seen one with my friend Laura coming out of her house. And then we seen it together.
Okay.
And then I seen one when I came out with my other friend, Glenn, one time out of my house. And he looked up. He's like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, it's a UFO. I'm so calm. All right. And then I saw what I saw.
You have seen one roughly every decade of your life.
Pretty much.
Lucy,
yeah, but
do you
this
think
one
you've
was,
been abducted?
I don't know.
Obviously, it wouldn't
be a bad thing because I don't even feel fear. So, like,
well,
you
ain't
know,
got no weird scars or microchips
no.
or no shit like that. Okay, we good.
No, nothing. I mean, nothing that I just. I'm my legs all scarred up, but that's because I'm clumsy on my right leg. Because I was really born. I was really born
right.
left-handed, and my mother forced me to write with my right hand.
Yeah, me
okay?
too. Same here.
All right,
same here.
Yeah, you know it. All right, so.
Fucking
yeah,
bastards.
So, I know, and it's the truth. But I can do both. Like, I can, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's really weird to think that when we have, okay, I do have scars, though. I really, I had a strep infection
no,
on my leg. I got cut by a big, wait, all the same from my knee down. I got cut on the side of my leg. I was carrying, there was you remember the old amaretta stick bottles? You know, the thick ones,
yeah.
It was broken. So I put it in the bag.
Oh,
about.
No.
I went to take out the garbage, and all I felt was whoop, and I looked down, and you could see my bone. It didn't even bleed. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It went right
That's
to the bone.
Rough.
Oh, and that was then. And then I had a strep infection when I fell off a bunk bed from in the front. Then I had a hematoma, right?
Damn.
And then I fell over the dishwasher. There was a knife in it that went in my leg. And that was during the pandemic,
oh,
so I put myself back. I put myself back together as a vet tech style. Yeah, I did. I did a good job. All right. Yeah, so that's all the same. Like.
So you sutured yourself up?
No, I butterflied it. Yep, I had it.
Oh, there you
I,
go.
I,
that's
yep,
the way
yes,
to
I
do
did.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shit ton of Neosporin.
Yeah, I had all the stuff still, you know, to do everything, the cleaners. I still have it because of dogs. I
yeah.
mean, same as humans,
right.
you know. But
did you use monkey blood?
No,
you can use monkey
no,
blood, too. You know what that is?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's what we call in South Texas methylate.
Oh, I don't.
God.
Do
fuck that shit.
What, you said
fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Mercurochrome?
Yeah, mercurochrome, methylate, same kind
yeah.
of thing.
Methylate. Yeah.
No, fuck that shit. My mom used to use that on me.
No, but squeezy. You can hit work. It just burned like fucking hell.
Oh, my God. It was hell. It was hell.
It was.
But, I mean, when I think about, when I look, I'm not afraid. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, Walter's pretty on point with things. And for him to say that there's UFOs in orbit, I don't know what orbit he means. You get it? Like,
Is it ours?
Is it their planet getting ready to leave? I mean, like, you know, and
right.
Now, you know, I can't, wait, I do have to say something. I called it. That asteroid, when they blasted it, okay? Okay, literally when they were going to do that and they did that, my thoughts were, when I throw a rock and I bash it on the ground, it splits up into a lot of pieces, right? I'm like, this isn't going to turn out well. And I was right. Now there's a whole bunch of asteroids following the asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
It did. It still stuck to its true form as you break a rock and it shatters. And it's like following the asteroid. So now we have the asteroid. We have all the friends with it. So and that's a fucking trip and a half. I mean, seriously. You got all, okay, so yeah. So don't blast any more asteroids, okay? NASA, figure out, maybe.
Leave them alone.
Give it up. Maybe push it a little.
Armageddon.
Don't hit it.
How do you get a big-ass asteroid out of your own orbit? You have to make sure it collides with something of the same size and density.
No, then it'll just make 100 million fucking rocks. That's what happens. That's what I'm...
Well, you can put, no, maybe
we,
you can just, put a rock...
We hit it. We basically
hit
it with an ice pick. Yeah, we basically hit the thing with an ice pick at high velocity. If you took a four-square ball and smashed it into a tennis ball, the tennis ball is going somewhere else.
But listen to me. These asteroids are going an astronomical... If you take any two objects of the same size, and you smash them into each other, the same results are going to happen. They're going at very fast speeds. You ever see when an asteroid enters our atmosphere how fast it's going? So if you have two things the same size, we're fucked either way. Maybe nudge it with a soft little thing. You get it? You know, a little nudge. Like, instead of blasting it, nudge it. You know, get a...
Well, we've got...
There, you know?
We've got space station up there, and so why don't we just send
Land on an asteroid? If we can land on an asteroid, we can push it a little. Get my point?
Land on it and lock yourself in place, turn on your booster rockets, and start trying to change your trajectory.
Well, they just don't blast anymore. We're going to have a fucking meteor storm from hell. Okay? Really. No more blasting. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we really must look dumb to these aliens, okay, that are out there. We got to look like the dumbest shit. When
but
you look at the Earth from outside... I know, but they must think, you know, there's something going on. Because let me tell you, that when you look at Earth, you look at other planets, you look at Earth, all you see is space junk surrounding the planet.
Yep.
It looks like a ghetto. They're like, man, we put our family in that ghetto. You get what I'm saying?
This
I mean,
is
like,
her.
It looks like,
and we're here to sodomize
you know what they're
best
thinking.
Imagination.
They're looking at us thinking, I ain't landing there. There's something in that water that's making them stupid.
Exactly.
Well, did you guys stay? Do me a favor, both of you. Stay out.
We are
moonanized. I just went silly on me. All right, stay out of the ocean and creeks and all that right now, because it is at this point. You've got the flesh-eating bacteria is coming into all the creeks. It's got all this kind of fungus and this algae, this deadly algae, that is coming into everywhere from the heat and the rain. So it's all washing in, and they're finding it everywhere. So just stay out of it. When I heard Jersey water temperature, like I grew up there, Jersey water temperatures in the ocean was 79 degrees. Oh, my God.
That's a bit warm.
What's up with all the damn sharks killing everybody, trying to kill everybody over in New York?
Because it's
warmer. Yeah. And shit, well, I don't know about that because we've got sharks up here in freaking rivers and stuff in Maine.
Yeah.
It's
Maine,
warmer.
You're not
paying attention.
Yeah.
It's warmer.
Yeah.
The
what's up
warm.
With all the whales? Yes. The whales. Have you seen these multitudes of whales that are
concerned.
Beaching themselves?
Not
that
only
really
that, have you seen all the
heart.
Dead fish?
That breaks my heart.
Dead fish.
Literally.
You know what?
Right.
A lot of it's pollution. A lot of it's things. But the algae also, that what I'm talking about, that algae stuff or whatever that is, that dookie stuff, is killing off a lot of fish too. That there's hundreds of thousands of dead fish washing up all over the place in different countries too, and all
yeah,
America.
There is.
All right,
it's
that's
horrible.
When I feel like I should go back to Catholic school and say, okay, dude, what's next? Because, I mean, you got dead fish. You got, like, what else is there? Oh, shit. Hello?
Fabian,
yeah. Where'd you go? Fabian, call back. You dropped.
We lost him.
Yeah, we did. I just read that. Oh, here he is. Okay. It alerted me. It alerted me. Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
He told me this time. All right. Oh, wow.
Why did
great.
I drop?
But
oh.
I don't know.
I don't normally drop.
Maybe the aliens are watching.
We're getting closer to the truth.
Oh, my God. What happened
the
here?
The X-Files theme.
My headphones
playing
just,
in my back.
Dude.
Your headphones?
My headphones just went off and back on. Right after your phone call got dropped.
What in the hell?
I don't know,
Walter.
I did
that's
not
enough.
Move an inch. Hey, Walter, you going to call in? Hurry up.
Yeah, Walter, if you're listening,
dude.
call us up and
with
tell us what
me,
we should be hearing about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no, really, that was weird.
Yeah,
my
call
God.
Us at
I'm
000000.
They disconnected while the plug was in. I'm not even moving.
Ooh.
And so I took it out and put it back. Okay, that's really weird. Okay. First
okay, that's
kind of
strange, yeah.
Yeah, no shit. Okay.
No,
you know,
but okay,
hey,
I'll say it
no,
again. The animal.
No black helicopters.
On the,
no black.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No black
that's
helicopters.
Oh, no.
They were
flying around here, but I done figured that one out.
Yeah,
or
I know. But,
up on
but
the
no,
beach
I'm not.
And stuff. And
yeah,
and
this horrifying.
Fabian's
no,
wanting to get out there and have a cheeseburger in paradise.
Right? No shit, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not with you.
Paradise! That's Lisa's theme song.
I never thought in for my lifetime that
Eddie
it's going to be like a, when we
Eddie
go
Money,
when we go to the concert
to Eddie Money.
The concert Friday night it's going to be
right.
Fucking 95 degrees.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got a VIP lounge, so it should be air conditioned.
Yeah, we will, but then we got to watch the concert and hang out with MMR. Well, they should be there too. They should probably be in the main building thingy. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I don't know. I'll find them. I always find
I
them.
I hope you're
they're
cool.
Somewhere.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot, but I don't give a shit. Not now. I don't
yeah.
care. Okay? Yeah. I mean, unless they postpone it, then it's different. You know what I mean? The band. So it'll be hot.
Hey, guys, I want to give a shout-out to a very special friend who's very ill right now. Not to mention my
yes.
wife's dad, who's very sick right
I
now
know.
In the hospital. And also, Terry Todd. From Voices Terry, he's in a lot of pain right now, and he's not doing too good.
What's going on?
Me and Terry, I don't know the particulars, but I do know. Send positive
man.
Energy to Terry Todd of Voices
energy.
Terry, my longtime
yes.
friend. He's not doing very well right now. So if y'all could do that out there,
oh
I would
God.
Really appreciate it.
For both of them, yes, please do that.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Thank
yep.
you.
Everybody.
Thank
everybody
you,
who's
thank
listening,
you.
Please.
Oh, and Julie Zappas Maron too.
I love
she's,
Julie.
She's,
yes.
she's not feeling too good
well,
right now.
No, she, so. Yeah, she, well, you know, it's that time of year too for then. And I love Julie to death. She's
I
wonderful.
Know.
She's
I
one
know.
Of the most amazing
I didn't want to go into
people.
I'm not going to go on.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But she is one of the most amazing people I have ever met. I really love her. I mean,
yeah.
when it comes to the Zappas family,
to
I think they're fantastic.
And her family.
Yes.
Yeah, shout
mm-hmm.
out to the Zappas family. But Julie in
yep.
particular needs a positive energy
she
right
needs,
now.
Yes,
absolutely.
She does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, grief never leaves us, so you know what I mean? So there.
No,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's
no.
Yeah, we yeah. won't talk, go mm-hmm. into detail, but
no,
sweet
but
Julie.
It never leaves us. Nobody. You know?
No.
I think it's just that the time... You know what I mean? That's good. I'm glad you did that. You know, and
well, yeah, sure.
People need to do this. Okay, wait a minute. Everybody, you know, everybody who argues.
Everybody
out there. Yap. Everybody's yap at each other all the time. And all they got to do is really
mm-hmm.
like mellow the fuck out and just send some positive energy and be good to each other because that
yeah,
does
absolutely.
Work.
I've
know?
Learned that. That's
oh,
served
Tupperware.
Me well in life. That has served me well.
Yeah.
Tupperware.
30 years.
Yeah, don't ask.
Tupperware.
Tupperware.
Why not Corningware?
Christopher Christopher Kirby. God, yeah, call him Tupperware. All right, but anyway, he posted. All right, I just thought I got to alert. But no,
oh.
be good to each other and take care of each other because, man, you know, especially in the, and be safe in this heat, man. You're going out. There's been so many deaths already. When
yeah.
you're dealing with
yeah.
this is a tip. We have never been here before, and we're reaching highs, and it's just going to get worse. So, like,
it's going to get worse. I mean, you think about it now, and
it's gonna get worse.
We don't seem to be looking towards any way of fixing.
No, you just talk like they've been fucking doing for 20 years.
Exactly.
30 years. Okay,
yeah.
So,
talk. That's it. Yeah, talk. Vote. Just do it, man. You know? Fucking bullshit. I remember my mother was a big pro-environmentalist. Okay, she would protest. So, you know, my mother ran on protest. I would make a sign with her. Okay, she had me make a sign when I was a kid. Because you can go out and fight. You know, my mother was so happy when they wanted to take care of the environment. When they cleaned up, they did clean up Perth Amboy. The water changed. Everything changed. And then all of a sudden, boom, nothing changed. It went back to the way it was.
Right.
I grew up in an oil refinery town. I grew up with
rainbow water.
Yeah. Oh, God, my mother broke my heart on that.
Yeah, I actually lived in an area like
dead,
that, too.
There was dead, like, seabirds and shit on beach covered in fucking oil. I grew up seeing this shit.
Yeah, Phillips
okay,
Petroleum.
And when I went back to Perth Amboy, when they cleaned it, it still looks okay, all right, but still, it's still an oil refinery area.
Yeah.
Okay, and nothing changed. Nothing changed. Look at how bad. And you know what? Keep sucking the blood out of the earth. I consider the oil the blood of the earth.
Right.
See what happens. When you drain your car oil, then run that engine for a while. See what happens.
It won't work. It doesn't work.
It shimmies.
And
it starts
if
shaking.
You continue to drain the blood out of the planet and you're emptying the channels that blood's running through, that oil.
Right.
You're creating
friction. Then the plates, when the friction creates, then the plates will shift. Then the earthquake starts. It's just like a car engine. You run it without oil, they start plugs, everything starts going together and causing friction. Same way.
For people who are listening, go out and grab a pixie stick, one of those little bitty stupid straw sticks with the sugar stuff in it, and squeeze it and feel the resistance. Then empty that pixie stick and squeeze that tube again.
Yeah.
And you'll understand how quickly it's going to crush, which is what's going. It's what's happening to the earth as we drain all of this oil.
We should have left alone. Well, at least left most of it. Like when we got smart. But like, but the point is, I mean, it's like anything. We got friction. We got the plates. We got volcanoes. We got this. We're fracking. We're cutting. We're digging. Well, never mind that. Forget it. The wars. Walter made that clear to me. Not once, but almost every single box session lately, he says, stop the wars now. And I've never heard that from him before. And to hear him say it like that, when he's just not as being serious and not as goofy as self, okay? Like, you know what I mean? It's scary, ain't it? Cuz, what do you think?
I think they need to straighten the hell up or somebody's going to kick their ass.
I think it's UFO.
No, I think people need to get their shit together and quit, you know, these petty fucking disagreements in the world.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it's sad. It really is.
It's terrible, but we know what? We can
I'm hearing
we can do
pop,
better.
Pop. I think we got solar flares.
I know. It's something. I heard that. It sounded like, I don't know whether it was something.
Oh, no.
But I'm not moving. I'm stationary.
Man,
good. Aliens, come down and give us a hand. Okay, we need some help.
Really. Yeah,
we need a solid hand.
We need some help.
Dude, on our backsides to make us straighten up.
Yep.
That's right. First, straighten the hell up.
But, all right, our next show, we'll have to discuss what they tell us on this week's conference. Okay? Because
definitely.
I want to see if it goes anywhere. If it don't go anywhere, I'm going to be pissed because this is enough of enough, you know? All right, so I guess we'll end this in about, we got 40 seconds, 39 seconds left on the show. So anything else you want to say to anybody out there?
Yeah, listen.
Thank you, WMMR.
Thank you.
I love you, WMMR. Yeah,
big shout out to WMMR.
Yeah. Yee.
Having trouble with the simulcast on Ectophobia Radio. I'll try to get that figured out. But other than that, everybody, y'all catch us every Monday night at 5 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We really love having you guys.
Wait, Can't be 5 Central if it's 8 Eastern.
Okay, we got to go.
Oh, I mean, it's 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Yeah, I got
it.
Okay, we're done.
Gotcha.
All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye. Bye, guys.
Love,
Pat. Okay.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week for the outcome. All right. Bye.
5 p.m. Pacific. Bye.
Yep.
5 Pacific.